Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings. This is Mama Seven. I want to say welcome to A Wonderful Approach Radio. We are here. We made it through another Wednesday. And I say that, one, because I'm thankful to have made it this far on a Wednesday. The other reason I say it is because I'm just acknowledging the work that goes into this spiritual lifestyle that A Wonderful Approach is cultivating, okay? We work so hard to be righteous people, to be disciplined people, to be wise. We do the work, and it's some work. So by the time we get to this point on Wednesday, we've already done our praying, our journaling, our fasting in some cases. You know, we're really, really working to get that work in. So it comes with a sense of pride, you know, where we can say, hey, I worked hard. I put the energy into it. I put the effort into it. I got what I'm looking for. So yay. Yay us. And then, of course, the rewards, the benefits are right there. When we're living that spiritual lifestyle, when we're being the righteous people that we know we're supposed to be being, when we're putting that effort and that energy out there, we get what we need. So I'm always very, very thankful. You know, I come with a nice, big, full, heavy heart. Not heavy in a sad way, but heavy in a very, you know, ripe way. You know, when fruit is ripe and it's about to drop, it gets real heavy and it weighs on the branch, and it does that just so some lucky person can come by and scoop it up before the ants get it. So that's been me. That's been my heart. This past weekend, oh my goodness, I am blessed that so many people took the time out of their day to travel to the middle of nowhere, because that's where I live, the middle of nowhere, travel to the middle of nowhere to enjoy, to spend this time learning, building, gathering, and just helping me to bring in this very important spiritual time, okay? We are working right now, and if you can hear my phone blowing up, forgive me, forgive them. They know not what they do. But so right now is a high, high spiritual time. And so we're making sure we have, of course, every week we work on getting our shrines together. But we should be working extra hard because this is a big ancestral time for almost all the cultures that recognize this ancestral understanding. So we have the Day of the Dead. We have All Souls Day. We have All Saints Day. We have a number of deities that deal with the dead, deal with that energy. Their times are coming up. So all of this is occurring right now. And so, like they say, the veil is thin between worlds. So as we're going through this transition, it's really a transitioning. The world is preparing to sleep, to slumber, to hibernate. As all of this is going on, I'm going to sneak in some words. I'm sneaking it in. It's a little vegetables with your meal, okay? I'm sneaking in the need that we have to take out the spiritual trash. You know, anytime we're cleaning, digging, organized, preparing, we're also creating some trash. We got some containers laying around, some extra empty water bottles or half empty water bottles, whatever you want to call them. We got some stuff to do. And the reason why I'm sneaking in to say this, because ancestors really want to be spoken about and celebrated, and we can do that. And then there are people's spirits that are like, hey, this is my season. I need to talk about the importance of winter, being important. Okay, we can do that too. But we gotta take a minute and do a little housekeeping, and let's get this trash out of here, okay? We have to get, as we're preparing for this next stage, we cannot start a new stage with old trash in the house. That is just disrespectful. And so we have to spend some time talking about what this trash is, getting it out of the house so that we can prepare for the new. You know what I'm saying? We're here in the United States waiting on a presidential decision, you know. We got a lot going on right now, but it seems like nothing is moving right now. Everything is waiting for us to take care of our business. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about that spiritual trash and how to take it out, what to do, how do you refresh yourself, how do we get prepared for this winter that's coming up, for this hurricane season that's coming up. I hate to say it, but it's coming. For all of these other things that we have to get situated for, the new seasons of everything, we have to get prepared. So that's what we're going to be doing. I just want to say last week we spoke about La Luna. We spoke about the moon. We spoke about moon time, some of the rituals, some of the practices. It was a very nice show. And I had some real important people hanging out with me. I'm always very tickled to see who is going to, you know, come on air, spend that time, those words of wisdom. I love, love, love getting hosts and co-hosts to come on with me and to spend that time. Let's work on these things. Let's get our energies focused. So, but the show was really good. We spoke about trying to understand what those phases of the moon mean, how we can apply it for ourselves, how do we move forward within that. I remember my mother telling me about a story about how as a child, the full moon would, I mean, a child in a crib, you know, just, I think she, I was still in the crib. I think my sister might have been here. So I was what, 2 or 3. And, you know, how the moon would impact me, and it was, you know, scary to see a child, you know, impacted by the moon at that young age. And so she had to go find an old wise woman. And it, these are true stories that she tells me. She had to go find an old wise woman, and she did, an old wise half-blind woman. And the woman gave her some very simple instructions on what to do next time this popped up. And she followed the instructions, and everything was fine. But, you know, so from almost 2 or 3, that has been something that I've had to be aware of what this moon's doing and why. And so I just want to continue to encourage others. Look, if you are if you're having, you know, these vivid dreams, whether they're scary or not, if you're having these moments where, you know, sometimes they call it like sleep paralysis, where you're stuck to the bed or whatever, or you're having this recurring dream, pay attention to the moon cycle that we're in. So when you're like, I have this dream and blah, 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 I'm like, okay, well, when are you having it? Are you having it, you know, during this time of the month? Are you having it during this time of the moon cycle? When does this dream continue to come up? And then that's going to tell you how to handle it. You know, it'll tell you more information. So I'm going to encourage everybody, take an extra second to get to know when this is impacting you, okay? But it was a great show. If you'd like to check out the show, then all you have to do is go to a Wonderful Approach Facebook page, and you'll be able to get some more information there. You know, I sent out special individual thank yous to everyone that traveled to see me this weekend. It really, really touches my heart that many people would get on the road to come to the middle of nowhere. It really, really does. I want to say thank you to everyone and encourage those that weren't able to make it, because I think I got about 6 or 7 phone calls on Sunday talking about, oh, my goodness, you know, I couldn't make it. I'm like, that's fine. That is more than fine. We were at the Indistinct Room, so, you know, you were missed, But trust me, we will be working again. In fact, the calendar will be posted on awonderfulapproach.com this weekend. So all you have to do is this weekend you'll be able to get a chance to see what's coming up. And like I was speaking to a young lady just Saturday night, a lot of these retreats, I'm posting them because I want people to know, you know, the types of retreats, but they are selling out so quickly, okay? So don't take forever to go ahead and book your retreat, you know, at least pay your deposit to hold your spot, because everything is really, really, it's moving quickly now. You know, we can see, you know, things are moving quickly. We have more people. A Wonderful Approach doubled plus this weekend. And so it is a real thing. It's a real thing with real boundaries and real teeth and real everything. So I'm super, super duper excited. But I don't want you to wait and miss out. If you know that God is working with you and trying to put some things in place and, you know, you need a little help possibly interpreting or understanding more or whatever, reach out. Now's the time to reach out because come January, you're going to be late. You're going to be late. You'll be behind the eight ball. These retreats are really, really booking up. So I just wanted to put that out there. Check out the .com. When you get a chance later on this weekend, okay? But I don't want to take up too much time from today. Today we have to talk about taking out the spiritual trash. I told you why. Just want to sneak a little bit in there, but we got to maintain our spiritual hygiene, okay? And I know everybody's like, spiritual hygiene? Yes. Yes, spiritual hygiene. We have to start taking care of ourselves. We have to start insisting on clean environments, okay? You can't be hanging around here dirty. You can't be hanging around here with a foul mouth. You can't be hanging around here with with unfinished business and you're just dragging your feet. And, no. Look, it's going to take every ounce of energy that we have to get out of 2020. 2020 is disrespectful and is not going to let us go. It's not going to send out no gifts. It's not going to do any of that. 2020 is going to hold on in the most disrespectful way possible, and we have to have an answer for that, okay? You know, I'm kind of laughing, but I'm kind of not because, you know, I've seen some things in 2020 that that surprised even me, and I don't surprise very often, okay? So let's make plans, family, loved ones, people dear to my heart. Let's make some plans to get out of here, okay? Let's make some plans. I don't want to learn the lessons I learned in 2020. I don't want to learn them again. I swear I don't. They've been difficult, okay? Hard, hurt my little feelings, all that stuff, okay? So let's go ahead and make some other plans. Please, let's make some plans to move away from some of the stagnation that we've been under, okay? Because, and this is not all our fault, okay? Because of COVID, this crazy idea of isolating yourself, that's crazy. We are communal people. We are loving people. We believe in community and being around each other, which is why this weekend was so super duper powerful. But this situation that our world has us in is very unnatural. So you have us trying to be natural beings in this unnatural environment, and it's creating some very negative repercussions. We have depression running rampant. We have confusion. We have fear. Now, we got to work on this. These are things, these are bad words to me. I'm just on the radio cussing and doing whatever I want to do. Because confusion, chaos, and fear, we shouldn't even be thinking about that. That should not be a pressing idea in our head, but it is. There are people that are fearful. They're fearful of taking that next step. They're fearful of discovering what it would take, who we would be, what would we do if we didn't have the burden of fear with us. So when we say we got to take out the spiritual trash, we have to take out the things that don't serve us. It doesn't work for us. It's not needed. So let's take this out because we got to make room for the new, okay? It's time to bring in the new. It's time to refresh. It's time to make some other plans. So we, in order to do that, we have to make some space, all right? So sitting here with dirty, nasty things up in the house ain't going to work, all right? So that's what this show is. And I'm opening up the phone line, but I want to give you some instructions from callers. And the reason why I am is because my callers are so important to me. It's the callers that make the show. The caller, you know, I'm so glad that I have them because I, as much as I know, there's so much I don't. And I don't even pretend. There's so much that I'm still very much learning. And so I want to make sure that I have the right people teaching the right lessons at the right time. So callers, it's so important tonight. Play around, okay? We're not going to be beating the bush. We're not going to. This is what you need to do. This is spiritual trash. And so, you know, we're going to kind of take the gloves off a little bit. And it's okay because family is used to us. We know what's going to happen. We know what we're going to say. We know what we need to do. Sometimes we need a little encouragement in the middle of it. But we know what to do. We know what to do, okay? So all those that would like to join me, all you have to do is press 1, and that's going to let us know, hey, this is what we're doing tonight. This is how we're trying to make some positive things happen. And this is how we're going to take out this spiritual trash. So tonight's one of them there nights, okay? So all you have to do is press 1 that lets me know you would like to join the conversation, okay? All right, so spiritual trash. There are some words I remember me and my dear sister Unique, we went through the ABCs of spirituality. And I tell you, I'm glad it wasn't a test because I think we both would have gotten it wrong, okay? We had to really go through and think about what each word meant, okay? What A meant for us, what B meant. And we both came out with two different things, right? Wonderful. But now, in hindsight, I can look. We were all talking about great things, beautiful things, things that we needed for our spiritual development. Tonight, we're going to flip that around, okay? Tonight, we're going to talk about things we don't need. What really is trash? What ideas can we throw away right now? What concepts can we throw away right now? Because we don't need them. And all they're doing is, you know, I can tell you about trash. Trash attracts trash. So if you're putting up positivity and we got all this positive, loving energy going on, we're going to get back positivity, loving energy. But if you are sitting here with less than sweet things on your mouth, on your tongue, with less than sweet things in your head, that's going to attract, I'm going to say, less than sweet things. So we're really, really working hard to try to put some things together so that we can get rid of the things that don't serve us, not like talking about, okay? So we're going to get into this. We're going to spend time. I already have a brave soldier that would like to talk on the phone for half a second. Let us know about that spiritual trash. How do we get rid of it so that we can get ready for 2021? We're trying to get ready for something big. There's still miracles coming up this year. There's still positive things coming on this year. We have to get ready for it, though. You know, it's not delivery now. You know, we have to get ready to reach out and grab it. That means our hands have to be free. That means our mind has to be open. Our eyes have to be sharp. You know, this is how we prepare for positive things. So let me grab a caller real quick, and We're going to talk about this. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Hey, peace be upon you. What's going on,
K7
and listeners? Hey, greetings.
All right. How you doing?
I'm good, actually. And you, how's devotional coming and everything? Good.
Family, yeah. We're in the middle of dedication, and we're trying not to, we're guarding ourselves in all aspects. We are guarding ourselves in all aspects, okay? This is a challenge right here. So,
Indeed. Yeah,
my fast was well today. I'm so
good. Glad
that the sun is closing down early. You know, it's almost like we get a little break in the middle of this. So I'll take what I can get.
That is a blessing. No, but and it actually ties into the show with trash, the refraining, the abstaining from things. One of the things, though, I love about the show, and you hit on it when you said, no, what is trash? I think a lot of us are spiritual hoarders, you know, and we have things that may have worked at one point of part of our development, but we either won't elevate, won't let go. So you know that jar that was pretty when it had the, or better yet, I'm from the hood, you know, the Cool Whip bowl. When it had Cool Whip, and when I was at the level in the hood, when Mom didn't have a lot of the, dishes, or she wasn't going to buy dishes, Cool Whip bowl was sufficient for cereal. But as we grow, as we elevate, as we have families of our own and homes of our own, I don't think we want to stock our cabinets with Cool Whip bowls. You know what I'm saying? And you look,
really?
It's just going into that hoarding. So I think a lot of us practice spiritual hoarding. It's comfortable, it's familiar, but it's time to elevate, let it go. And then, even though it was as spiritual as it was, useful as it was, it's like that egg card. When it held eggs, it was useful. Now it's just trash.
Yeah. Now it's just trash. Now it's just trash. And you know, I think sometimes we get afraid to let things go because we don't want to seem ungrateful. You know, we don't want to seem like, you know, we're not cool anymore, we're not relevant anymore. We don't want to do all that. So what we'll do is we'll try to repurpose it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
I think that's what makes it trash.
That's
I think repurposing
it. Real.
Exactly.
Not real.
That's what makes it. You know, when it served its purpose, it was useful. When it ended being useful, when it stopped being useful, I think that we should send it away with, you know, the to-do that it deserves. It's just about graduating. We don't despise elementary school or kindergarten once we go to college. It just is what it is. Some we may go back and visit to try to inspire the other children, show them where we've become in life and, you know, set your goals higher. But we don't want to go back and sit back in that classroom and finger paint. We don't despise it. It just isn't useful. And I think that, like you said, either we have a unhealthy reverence for things or we're just afraid to elevate and step into the unknown and hold and have that Linus syndrome. You know how Linus had his blanket on Peanuts, on Charlie Brown? Right, we have that Linus syndrome. It's just comfortable, it's familiar, I know it in and out. But you've outgrown the pajamas, you know, they're up to your knees now.
Yeah, and it's time,
it's time.
Now, I know, you know, we know, it can be very difficult to let it go, though.
Yeah.
It can be very difficult to let it go.
Yeah.
That
is the test. That's all in all is the test.
Yeah.
Just letting it go.
Absolutely.
Recognizing that it is, recognizing misuse of something makes it trash.
Yeah.
You know, because it's no longer, it's garbage in your life. It's baggage. It's not useful. But if you put it away properly and, you know, bury it properly, whatever ceremony you have to have for it, it just, you know, it becomes a benchmark in history, a memento, a memory, a warm, fuzzy feeling. But if you're toting that thing around and it has no use, that's trash. You bag lady.
Yeah.
You're the bum.
Yeah, you're the bag lady. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Ever so correct. Well, dear Brother Ibrahim, thank you so much for calling in and kicking this off. Very important information. Needed
that. Hey, I appreciate it.
Needed that.
All right.
Absolutely.
Listening
absolutely.
In.
Okay, thank
all right,
you so
peace
much.
Be upon
you. Jeez. You know, one thing that he said, and I love my callers because they give me that information. I'm like, oh, I wonder if they heard that. He said, if it doesn't have a purpose in your life anymore, It's trash. Now, it may be perfect for somebody else. Those old pajamas, they may fit your little sister perfectly. And then you're like, oh, my God, am I going to have to sit here and watch her walk around in my favorite pajamas? Yeah, because it doesn't fit you anymore. You are past that. It doesn't make the pajamas bad. It doesn't make your little sister bad from getting to wear it. Okay, and you sitting there with all kind of thoughts and feelings on your heart because she walked around with your PJs on. You couldn't fit them anymore. It was time to let them go. I will never forget when Solomon outgrew the little underoo underwear. I mean, he had me in all kinds of stores looking one more time, one more size, see if we can get some more Spider-Man, Batman underwear. And we just couldn't. And we had to have that conversation about growing up that neither of us were prepared for at that time, okay? So I really want to bring about the idea that when we're making this determination, if we've outgrown this, you can't look to the side of you, okay? Because it may be absolutely perfect for someone else. That still doesn't mean it's not trash for you. It just means it's time for you to pass that on, okay? So when we're taking out this spiritual trash, please take it out, all the way out. Let your hands go. It doesn't matter if somebody else gets it. Because it doesn't serve a purpose for you. Remember, this is your world. I'm talking to you, okay? So that's real, real important, and I'm surprised it came up at the first caller. Yeah. So for me, you know, one thing I would love for people, if we can throw out something, first thing I'd like you to put in that bag is limiting beliefs. I think limiting beliefs are disrespectful. I don't want to hear them. I don't like to say them. I always have a bit of a disclaimer when I do, because I'm like, we've got to do better with these limiting beliefs. Okay? Who put this limit here? Okay? So if we're talking about a speed limit, we're driving along. That speed limit is determined by the average driver driving down the street, what they need to do, what range they need to be in order to operate the car safely, okay? I get that. But my thing is, what do we have in our life that is a limited belief and we just bought it, accepted it, and it's not true, okay? We have some ideas in our mind that we no longer need, all right? And, like, I know for me, limiting beliefs, okay, so stop thinking limited about your finances, okay? You don't need $1 million to start a business, okay? If you got a good service, you don't need any dollars. Make that thing happen. Get your referrals in. You know, be patient with yourself. Promote yourself, okay? I don't want to hear, you know, I have to work. No, you don't. I don't want to hear I can't work. Can't get hired anywhere else, go make your own job. So I have a problem with limited beliefs. Thinking small, that's not it. And part of my reasons I have a problem with this, part of my reasons I think that that's complete trash is my ancestors worked too hard for me to sit back and limit myself. My ancestors worked too hard for me to have to sit here and listen to somebody else's limit on me. How can someone else put a limit on me? I'm sitting here with dreams, hopes. You know, I am my ancestors' legacy. And you're going to limit me? Disrespectful. I'm not going to do it. Let's take out the trash. Let's take out this trash. Let's take out limited beliefs. Okay, can we do this? Limited in all ways. So I don't want to hear no limits when it comes to work, no limits when it comes to relationships, no limits when it comes to anything. If it's not a scientific laws of gravity, I don't want to hear it. And even some of them laws of gravity I'm going to fight about, okay? So let's fight about this spiritual trash, okay? Something else I want to put in the bag. And, you know, some people are going to have a little bag. Some people are going to need a big old hefty 10-gallon bag. I don't care. This is your trash. It's going to be quiet. I'm not going to see it. But I need you to put your trash out because I don't want to smell it, okay? So first, we had to come with the understanding that we've been hoarding some things. We've been holding on to them, unhealthy relationships with them. You know, let's start airing this out, okay? Two, we got some limiting beliefs. We are holding our own selves back, which is idiotic in my eyes, okay? So let's get rid of that, okay? We have this monster within called ego. That has got to get drop kicked off somewhere, family. We've got to get rid of this unhealthy ego. Because when we're stuck in ego world, we are edging God out. And that's dangerous, okay? Because there are negative energies waiting to scoop us up. The second that we stop, the second we our britches get too big for God, oh, there's energies waiting to scoop us up. There's attitudes waiting to scoop us up. You know, we got some real battles that we're fighting against. So let's go ahead and get rid of those things that don't serve us. See, ego needs to be served. See, this is how I know the ego doesn't need to be with us. Ego needs to be served. Ego wants all of the attention. Ego wants us to cater to them. You know, ego doesn't want us to spend the time that we need to on God, on self, on positivity, all of that. So if we can add the ego into the bag, and look, I might need to give you a minute because some egos out there are ridiculous. Some egos are so loud that basic common sense and logic overtakes the ego. So let's go ahead and get rid of that. We don't need that. No one needs that in life, okay? Can we get rid of that? All right, so we got limiting beliefs. We got the ego down. All right. So say my disclaimer, right? So I really want everyone to know I'm doing the show because I love you. I'm saying the words because I love you. You know, I want you to take out your trash because I love you. Everybody, you know, this is all about bettering ourselves, okay? But there's some things we got to get rid of. There's some things that will hold us back. You know, Brother Ibrahim talked about the bag lady. Bag lady, you're going to hurt your back carrying all your things like that, you know? So these are things we got to get rid of anyways, all right? So this jealousy piece right here, I need that to go in the bag. And that's a liquid, you know what I'm saying? So you're not going to want to put it in the trash bag because you're like, oh, it's going to spill. It's going to I don't care what it does. Put it in the bag. Put it in the bag. All right? Because that jealousy, God does not like jealousy and envy. For it's distasteful for him. I know why. Because God's like, how can you be jealous and want for one person's thing when I've given you your own gold nugget? God has given each one of us all of the things that we need in our life, and we should be thankful. We have everything we need right now. So there's no need to look around and be jealous. That's a waste of time and energy. But it's also a waste of God's judgment, okay? Because if I look at my dear sister and look and be like, oh, why does she have that? What do you mean, why? Are you questioning God's judgment when he gave it to her? You know, you got to stop and think about some of the things that we're doing. Some of the things that we're saying directly and indirectly. Are you questioning God's judgment? Because we praise God from which all blessings flow. Now, this is a cute mantra. It's a prayer. It's something that's been in place for at least two or three decades. It comes from Iya Monife, and she will tell you, quick, ring the bell, ring the bell. Praise God from which all blessings flow. That prayer mantra doesn't say, praise God for my blessings. It doesn't say, praise God for the money that hits my bank account. It doesn't say that. It says, praise God from which all blessings flow. All blessings. Everybody's blessings. All blessings. So how can you sit here and say, we praise God from which all blessings flow, and then turn around and be jealous because they flow to someone else? Because God made a judgment call and decided that at that very moment, someone else needed this. So, you know, we have to really stop and think about what we're doing. So if we're going to praise God, period, then that means we also have to praise all of him, all of the judgment, all the chastisement, all of the critiques, the criticisms, all of it. We don't get to pick out what parts of God we're interested in working with. We don't get to say, you know, oh, God, you were hitting here, but I'm not so crazy about that other stuff over there. I think I'm a pass. We don't get to say that. Okay? So, really, if we're talking, praise God from which all blessings flow, that means everyone's blessings, no matter who they are. Okay? So, when we're talking about this trash, we got this limiting belief, we got this ego, and we got to put that jealousy and envy in there. Family is too important, okay? That right there will trip you up so quickly. You know, you'll really be getting there, climbing those steps, developing yourself, getting stronger within God, getting stronger in your family, you know, feeling comfortable and confident in your roles. I mean, all of that. And then you'll have one of those crazy jealous thoughts, and you will find yourself on the floor, tripped up. You will find yourself learning some very hard lessons that I do not want you to learn. Okay? So in this garbage bag that we're getting together, whether it's a little Kroger bag or the big 10-gallon outside, outdoor, branches and twigs, whatever kind of size bag you need to take out your spiritual trash in, put the jealousy and envy in there. Don't put it to the side. Rain, because it might be a liquid, it might spill, it might be oil, don't worry about that part, just put it in, okay? Trust me on this, let it go, get it out of your hands, all right? Because certain things don't work in a spiritual house, they don't work with a spiritual mind, they don't work within a spiritual body. So then you have basically a war going on inside of yourself because of your stubbornness, and because you don't want to do what Spirit has clearly laid out for you to do, okay? That's not good. No one should be fighting themselves, all right? So let's just go on and take this trash out. If you would like to join the conversation, if you know, Mama 7, you got to add this. First one, let me know. You know, I would rather have a thorough trash list than for somebody to take some junk into 2021. We're not trying to take no junk in with us. We're trying to release that, okay? So I got a caller that would like to call and like to speak. I'm so thankful because, again, I know some things, but I know I don't know them all. So I'm like, hey, let's talk about it. Greetings, welcome to the show.
Peace, Alafia, how are you?
Alafia, how are you?
I am doing well. The sun has gone down. I'm doing well.
Amen. Amen. Ring the bell.
Ring, 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 ring.
Ring. Ring the bell. We are thankful.
Fast to get to home.
Yes.
It's really, really good. This is just a unique piece. Mama Seven, thank you again for bringing such a touchy subject. I was like, oh, what's she trying to do? However, I see it's about taking out the trash. So I'm listening to you and I'm listening. And, you know, sometimes I just sit back to listen to other callers, you know, give other people the time. But what came across to me was something that my mother used to tell me. She says, speak when you're spoken to, answer when you call, when you're called, and a liar will always steal. And I'm thinking, I'm like, well, how does that apply to what we're talking about tonight? Well, let's start. Speak when you're spoken to and answer when you call. When God calls you, you can't ignore it. You can, but then that goes into dealing with selective obedience.
Yeah,
so
that's not a good word.
Selective obedience. Uh-huh. Selective obedience, because we'll answer when it benefits us. But if we're called, when we're called to do something for somebody else, if it doesn't benefit us, we don't listen. When we're called to do something that it makes us uncomfortable, we'll wait until we're in a comfortable position, not realizing that, you know, in order for something to move, it has to be, it has to have some wiggle room, you know. So it's gonna, it has to have some instability. You know how we open up the phone, you know what I'm saying? And when we need to we peel the paper back in order to get some more to it, but it has to be peeled back, you know. And if you don't peel that paper back, if you're not listening, if you're not listening and answering when you're called, then, like you said, you miss out on your blessings. That goes back to that selective obedience. So selective obedience needs to be thrown into that trash can. Because if we're not obedient, then we will suffer the consequences for not doing what we're supposed to do.
That's right.
And a liar, moving on to a liar will always steal, we need to stop lying not only to ourselves but to others. We need to stop looking like the lie. We need to stop eating the lie. We need to stop telling the lie. We need to be honest with ourselves. And if you're not honest with yourself, you'll steal from the people around you. You'll steal their happiness. You'll steal their joy. You'll steal their time. You'll steal their energy, because you need something to make up for what you've been lying to everybody about. So so that's another thing that needs to go in there. Us telling lies. Us telling lies to the community, saying that you're something that you're not, not living the life that you say that you want to live, and not putting forth the effort to make that happen. If you need help, say you need help. Don't say you don't need enough. I'm fine. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not an alcoholic just because I drink every morning and some in the evening and maybe put some of my coffee. I'm not an alcoholic because I'm not out of control. You are out of control. That's a lie.
Yes, you are. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, I've gotten past abuse, but, you know, I don't know. I don't abuse myself, but I abuse other people. That's a lie.
Yeah.
You know? So we have to throw them, really turn the light on. You know what I'm saying? I made this comment to somebody today. You know, I've been working on myself where I had to go into my own closet and turn the light on. And look, not just look around and see what was around that I could see with the light on, but move things over and look into those corners and those shadows and deal with that shadow work, the stuff that we don't want to look at. You know what I'm saying? Clean out those corners, because we know things live in the darkness. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if we bring light to it, you might have to say, oh, a shoe. I might need to paint that wall, or I might need to do it, I might need help doing it. So we need to throw that lying into the trash. You know what I'm saying? And being a thief. You know what I'm saying? Realizing that when we're not doing our work, and we're continuously feeding off of somebody else, we're stealing from them.
Yep.
Because what we're supposed to do is, it's supposed to be an even exchange of energy, an even exchange, an even flow of energy. You give something, you get something back. If you're just taking and taking and taking, you can't be upset when that person blocks you or they don't deal with you. You know, and then you're like, oh, well, they just think they're better. No, I don't think I'm better. Mm-hmm. But I do know that I choose to vibrate at a higher frequency. And then even I get at that frequency, there's a higher frequency I can go. So that stealing from each other is something that goes in the trash. So that's just what was laid on my spirit. And as I say it out loud, I'm speaking to myself. And I hope it can be a help to somebody else and me nourishing my spirit.
Amen. Amen. It is a super help to somebody else, someone else like me, because like I say, I do the show with pen and paper. And this lying, I was like, well, lying is not precise language. That's not precision of language. That's not, and precision of language is a principle, okay, a wonderful approach. Believe in precise language because we are trying to manifest our lives right now. But you can't manifest when you're lying. You can't manifest when you're at least not being honest in the middle of that. Absolutely. Absolutely. Ooh, honey, you done said some words right there. I greatly appreciate you coming on and sharing that energy with us because we need, like you said, it's kind of a sensitive subject. I said I was going to say it quietly, but we still had to say it.
It is. Yeah, it's a very sensitive subject, but we're at that time where, you know, if we don't get real with ourselves, then we can't blame. You know, we can't continue to blame other people for what's going on in our lives. You know, we're grown.
That's right. All
grown
day, every
and
day.
We're teaching people all day, every day. And we're teaching, and there's people looking at us. You know what I'm saying? Young
That's
people
right.
looking at us. You know, we know what we saw our parents. You know what I'm saying? We saw the things that they did. We should want to do better. We should want to live better. We should want to eat better. You know,
better.
Assist on better, because when we're better, we'll do better.
That's right.
I agree.
Right. Insist on it. Do better. These are the words I say to myself. You know what I'm saying? Do better. Better than yesterday. Better than last week. Better. Better. Better is better.
Yeah.
So, and I can hold myself. See, I'm not competing with anybody else. I'm not looking at nobody else. Okay. Be clear. I'm talking to me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I am talking to me. I am building me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very important. So let's pay attention. All right, my dear sisters, look, you got it on fire. Hopefully, look, get to your journaling, and we're going to spend some more time, okay? Thank you
so much. Okay. Peace.
Peace. All right, so look. I have to run this through. All right. We got limiting beliefs, ego, jealousy and envy, selective listening. Now, that is the devil right there. Ooh, all you people that be ignoring your mama call you and you be acting like you ain't hear her, that's the devil. You're wrong for that. So we got selective hearing, lying, and stealing. It don't get no more low down than that. I'm sorry, y'all. It does not get more low down than that. We got to really work on some things. And that's why I'm glad we're having this conversation. Okay? We got to be honest. I know it may be rough, whatever. You know, if we're being honest with ourselves first and with everyone else after that, this had to come. This conversation was overdue. So let's go ahead and find out what else needs to go out in that trash can, okay? I got another caller that would like to speak. Amen. I love it, love it, love it. Let me see. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Greetings, Mama Seven.
How you doing, honey?
It's been a day.
Yes, ma'am.
But I
yes,
made
ma'am,
it.
Yes, ma'am, all day.
It looks like I made it.
Okay.
And this is the Faith Collective. I'm glad to be here. The challenge is real, but we stand. And so what I wanted to share to the pot is we have to start getting rid of our insecurities and They lead with fear and self-doubt. See, fear will build the self-doubt, and the self-doubt will stop us from moving forward when we have every opportunity to walk forward, to take the next step. And, you know, when I think about fear, I think of when a baby learns to walk. You know, the mama's always, as a mama, you're always like kind of like right there. Oh, goodness. Especially if they're outside. And, oh, my goodness, I got to make sure that they don't fall and stuff they need. I don't want them to fall because they don't know to break the fall, you know.
Right.
But when you are, when you stop being afraid and you allow that baby to walk, the baby starts running.
That's
and every
right.
so often they may trip and fall, but they always, they cry for 3 seconds only if you freak out.
Right. Right.
So if you allow them to run and you allow them to walk, then they're not afraid. We get fears put into us early. Oh, don't be out after 6 o'clock. And, oh, don't go up the street because this is happening. Oh, what do you mean you go drive by yourself for 8 hours somewhere? We have all these fears that limit us and make us start to doubt our own abilities, the things that God has given us to move forward in this walk. You know, everything that has been said already has been, woo, that's for me, woo, that's for me. But I promise you, fear and doubt is for me. Loose is what we say, that's for me. It's no, it, you know, we cannot be afraid to do what God is calling us to do. We cannot be afraid to go the extra mile. We cannot be afraid to stand out and step out on faith and trust and know that Spirit, the universe, however you call it, is going to be there for you. Just like your mama did when you was a little bitty baby and learned how to walk, your mama would catch you. Spirit is right there ready to catch you. And self-doubt is another thing. Self-doubt, when we start allowing what other people have said to us and we take all they trash and we allow it to get in our pockets and it gets into our skin. You know, when you be around an alcoholic, a wino, remember how the winos used to smell? You smell the liquor before you see them. Don't allow that to get on the inside because that self-doubt will paralyze you. It's more paralyzing than the fear because you you have every capability to take the steps you need to get to where you need to go. But if you allow that fear and that self-doubt to grow bigger than you are, if you allow that self-doubt to grow bigger than spirit, you've already failed yourself. We only get one shot at this here cycle. So listen, I want out of 2020. I want all the way out. I don't ever want to repeat this again. So fear and self-doubt had to go in the trash bag. It can no longer serve me.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Kick them out. Kick them with your foot. It's got to go. Amen.
Bye.
Amen. Okay. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing that because we needed that. We needed that 100%. Thank you so much, dear sister.
Amen. You're
all
welcome. Right. Peace.
Okay, look. She said, I want out of 2020. Everybody need to say that. Say that to the radio, the phone, whatever you listen to me on, okay? I want out of 2020, okay? Let's just make some declarations up in this thing, okay? I want out. I want out. I want these things here that are not serving me. They got to go. They have to go. I'm not carrying around no extra baggage. One thing I want to add about this, okay? Do not wait for someone else to take out your trash. Don't do it. You'll be waiting forever. This is your trash. I don't care where it came from. I don't care. You know, I have children. All right, boy, take that out. Oh, I didn't put that there. I didn't ask. How it got here is so irrelevant. The problem is that it's here. Take it out. Do not wait for other people. Oh, well, my mama's going to come get that. oh, I'm waiting for my husband to come get that. When I get married to Mr. Whoever, whenever, you didn't even have no prospects. But you waiting for your husband to take care of something that's that important that doesn't even exist right now? Come on now. So, no, no, no. This is important. You take it out. This is your junk. The babies don't have to take this out. Stop waiting on people who you think is their job to kind of, no, you take it out. Okay? So if your bag is getting heavy, take it out and get another one, okay? But you're responsible for getting this out of your life. Because these are blocks. They will trip you. They will skin your knee up. They will make you wait. Oh, I'll wait for this to take that. No, no reasons, no excuses. Understand this. And this is something that my dear sister Unique said, okay? These things, they did not show up yesterday. All right? They've been there for a minute, sneaking around, being sneaky, being unsavory. As these things are sneaking around, they're getting accustomed to you. They know what day is your trash day. So if the trash day is on Monday, come Tuesday, they're going to act a donkey. Because they already know your window of opportunity is gone. Okay? They know you. They've been watching you for a while. You may be just becoming aware of their presence. They've been knowing you. So you may have to get a little help with this. You may have to get somebody who doesn't have jealousy and envy to sit there and say, look, that is very unappealing on a lady, like my mother would say. That's very unappealing. So, you know, you may have to get someone who does not lie to help you to sort out your own truth. Stop this lying. Everyone tells me, my spirit tell everybody, oh, you're lying. I'm like, oh, that's such a horrible word. You know, I don't even like the word. But you know what I'm talking about when I say it. So all these things, family, come on. Let's get rid of this. So that when it comes time for us to walk out of 2020, we're light. Because we may have to run, okay? And run like we're trying to catch a bus. We may have to run, not running from nothing, because I don't run from nothing, but we're going to be running to something, okay? So let's get rid of this stuff we don't need, the things that weigh us down right now, okay? So I got another call that would like to speak. Yay. More information, more things. We're creating an inventory list. We're creating a list of things to get rid of. What a blessing. I love it. I love it. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Hey, everyone. It's Siobhan. How are you?
Greetings, Sister Siobhan. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How about you?
All right. All right. Well, look, tell us about the trash. I know it's a dirty subject. I know.
Got a lot of it.
Tell us. Look.
Well.
Yes?
Yeah. And I'm okay with saying that because I know what I need to work on.
Okay.
So
Amen.
This is a part of ego. However, I think it needs light shined on it. I think it needs to be exposed for something separate. But unwillingness to forgive.
Yeah.
Lack of forgiveness, that weighs you down. I know something about that, you know, not being open enough to accept your blessings, whether it be knowledge, love, you know, wealth in different forms. You really have to allow yourself to forgive.
Yes. 100%. 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I want to ask you this question, right? As someone who has professed, hey, I got a lot of junk. I got some junky junk. How do you begin to put it out? You know, how are you going to begin? You know, I have a plan. I'm going to I'm going to spend some time journaling. I'm going to spend some time writing. I'm going to spend some time in deep meditation. I'm going to have to say some words to some people that I may not, it's not that comfortable, but hey, I have to let them know I'm no longer going to be storing that junk in my house. I'm no longer going to be storing that junk in my heart, you know. And so it's a series of things that I'm going to have to do to really make sure I get this junk out of the house, not even piled up in the trash. I want it all the way to the curb. I want it off my property. So,
right.
So what are you
right.
going to do to get rid of some of this?
Okay, well, my plan to continue forgiving, because I have started that journey. However, some things have been revealed to me over the weekend with devotion, thanks to my loving, wonderful approach family. but journaling is huge. I have not, even as a little girl, some people, you know, have this thought in their mind, little girls, they have their diaries and they keep it close to them. I wasn't one of those little girls. I kept everything inside. I didn't allow myself to put it down on paper and let it go. So that's what I'm working on. And writing letters to individuals I need to forgive, including myself. And then, you know, take it out, pray on it, and burn it. Let it go. I'm actually going to let it go and give it to the universe, give it to God, you know, because it's not serving me. Holding on.
Right.
It really isn't. It's just weighing me down. That bag lady of things not willing to forgive. Yeah, that's me. And I'm tired of it. It has to go. And my plan, like I said, is to journal, write letters, of course pray, and just be willing to be different in that aspect and not take on any more of that filth. Because we hold people to higher standards than we should.
Yes.
You know, we're not very lenient. I mean, especially with ourselves. And we beat ourselves up, and we beat other people up. And sometimes those other people don't even know what they've done to you.
Right.
Because we have these unrealistic expectations. Well, I wouldn't do that. Well, how do you know what that person feels? How do you know how that person was raised? What do you think their examples were? We don't know, you know? So forgiveness, that is huge.
Absolutely. It is huge. And I'm so glad that you brought it up to us. And, you know, you sound like you have a plan. I want everybody to understand the reason why the trash truck comes every week is because we're constantly producing more trash. Okay? So what I can acknowledge that those Cool Whip bowls, when he said it, I'm like, oh, do not be up there talking. Why you gotta do it like that? Do not say that on the air. So
I forgot about the parquet bowl.
Okay. It's not butter bowls, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, no, you didn't. But look, I can acknowledge that those can go. They were always meant to be temporary. I got an extra use out of them. Okay. But there's some things that we may not be as okay with releasing. And so those are the things we got to talk about. We have to write about. We have to, you know, sometimes if we've had it for a while, you know, I don't like Tupperware. I use Tupperware 2-3 times and I throw it away. The second it gets that little thing on, I'm like, ooh, no. But there are people with horrible Tupperware. I'm like, dang, how long were you planning on using this for this purpose? Oh, my God.
It's been passed down in generations. And some of our crap is just like that. It's passed down.
Okay.
I know some of mine is.
And guess what? Grandma had a big old container of Tupperware bowls she never needed or used. I'm going to have this thing. No, I don't have no space. It got to go. It got to go.
Right.
But we do that. We hold on because it's familiar.
It's familiar, and
that's what we've seen.
Not just that, but that's what we believe makes us strong. if I just hold on to this, I'm not going to be seen as weak. You know?
Okay. Even if it's past its prime, even
right.
if it's outdated and underused, we're still going to hold on to
right.
it. Mm-hmm. Nah,
things
that
you've
up.
Had since you were a child. You're grown. Let
yeah.
that go.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's
yeah.
not really, it's not as cute as you may think it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, we have this, oh
right.
my God, isn't this blanket just great? Not really. You know what I'm saying? It really,
no.
really isn't. But it,
yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
We can let Hello Kitty goodbye. We can let
right.
Hello Kitty go. You know, it's time. So, you know, and my thing is, I want to let it go for something new. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just letting it go because I don't never want to know a journal again. I just want one that says boss lady. You know what I'm saying? That's leather.
Okay.
You know, I
yes.
want to upgrade my things. So it's not
yes.
that I'm letting go of journaling altogether. I want to upgrade my journals. I want them to up
right.
to reflect the more mature me, you know? But
absolutely.
I can't do that if I'm holding
absolutely.
On to all this old stuff, you know?
Right. But
mm-hmm.
good stuff in, garbage out. And in order for that good stuff to come in, you got to let that garbage go because there's no space. There's no space
right.
for the good.
That's
yeah.
right. That's right. Amen. Look, I wish
Amen.
You a lot of luck, encouragement, love, patience on your journey because it's not an easy
yeah.
journey. And we're all
no.
on it. We're all
yes.
on it. I'm just happening to speaking to this lovely sister right this second, but we're all on this journey. Okay?
Yes, we are.
We all need
yes,
patience with ourselves. We all need love
yeah.
for ourselves. Don't wait for somebody to take out the trash
yes.
now. Okay? You
right.
come get it. You take it out. Have patience with your own self. Okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much,
here.
Mama Seven.
Thank you.
Thank
you keep going, okay? Keep growing. Keep
absolutely.
Going. All that good stuff.
Absolutely. You too.
We
you
got
too.
This. 2020
that's
out.
Right.
That's right. Look.
All
right. It's got to go. It has got to go. I'm about to find a brick over here. It's got to go, okay? Okay, so everybody listen to me for a second, right? This is the craziest thing that I know you're going to call me crazy. You can. It's all right. They laughed at Jesus, baby. It's okay. But have you ever seen somebody take out their trash, watch the trash man come get it, and they're going to cry about their trash? I haven't. I've never seen someone cry because the egg cartons, the Cool Whip bowls, and that jug of juice that was empty is now gone. Okay? When my trash man come, I am so happy because my trash can is always overflowing. Come get this stuff, please. I don't cry. I don't chase it. No, I wasn't finished with that. Okay, all right, look. I say that because I really need you. When you put this stuff in the bag, when you put the bag in the trash, don't pick it back up. Now, I know that sounds insane. It sounds insane to me. Why in the world would anyone want to pick up trash? It's unbelievable. But they do it. I promise you, you spend a weekend with me, you will never pick up trash again. Nope. When you put it in the trash, oh, you'll be good with it. You'll be done. You will be ever so thankful to get rid of that junk. Okay? So as we're going through this process, as we're spending time getting rid of these things that don't serve us anymore, as we're spending time doing our own inventory, and we got to do this on a regular. So once upon a time, if, let's say, ego was never a problem, but then you got this great promotion, yeah. And you got a little extra money, yeah. You upgraded your car. Pop your collar a little bit, it's all good. But that ego started creeping in. And you started thinking it's more on you than something else. And we can get out of hand, all right? We have to do this on a regular basis. Okay. So we may not have had a problem with selective listening before because God was saying all the things we wanted God to say. God was blessing us. We had miracles. We had our cup was. Then God asked you to do something hard. Then God asked you to do something that maybe you weren't expecting. And then all of a sudden, we start, huh? Huh? What did you say, God? Oh, you want me to tell my sister that? No, no, fool. You do it. Oh. So we have to be real, real cautious about what we're doing and why. And so that means that even if it hasn't been a problem in the past, spend some time right now looking at some of these things in your life. You know, people lie to avoid problems, to avoid confrontations. They lie because they don't want to hurt your feelings. You know, there's always a reason that doesn't make it good. It doesn't make it a worthy reason. It doesn't make it a good practice. It is a sin. So we have to really, really get that taken care of. Stop lying. Get you some precise language. But this is something that we have to evaluate on a regular, okay? We can't keep going thinking, hey, this is okay, because it's not. All right? So, you know, stealing time, now that can get you fought in my book, okay? I try to keep my hands to myself, but stealing time is precious. We don't get any more time back. So that time that I've invested is just gone. It is just gone. You know, there was a cute meme on Facebook that says, I don't regret the love that I gave out. They obviously needed it. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I get it. I feel it. But dang, can I get a receipt on that to write it off on my taxes or something? You know what I'm saying? Do I get anything out of that? It's just gone. So, and stealing is a very intentional act. So it's different if my investment hasn't grown yet. And it's different if my investment, if I'm still investing to get a return, okay? But when someone is stealing, that means they have intentions on taking and not giving anything. That's what stealing is. And that is a big no-no. You know, God gave us a couple of commandments, okay? Not a whole lot. Well, the story goes, Moses had I think it was like 400 or there were quite a few commandments that he had. And when he came down, he was so surprised at the behavior of his flock that he dropped the tablets and they broke, okay? So there were a lot more commandments. We only have, I think, the 10 on record, you know? And it's so funny how so many of these things that we're putting in the trash are lining up with a lot of the commandments that we're supposed to be following. You know, there's a great book out there, Everything That I Learned, Everything I Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten, you know, and it's true. Just basics, how to treat people, how to care for people, how to care for yourself. So, you know, even though we're talking about taking it out in the trash, we're reviewing how, when, where, and all that good stuff. Really, family, these are things we know. But we get stuck in our own head, and that's how we start to do it. And what gets us stuck? Self-doubt and fear. Fear will have you looking like a deer in headlights. Self-doubt, when you question your own self, if you can't trust yourself, who can you trust? And I can tell who doesn't trust themselves because they're always looking at me sideways, okay? I can tell who has fear in their heart, because that's something I don't know about. But I can always tell when that fear is present, because there's something creeping in the inside that's blocking and that's sprinkling everything with a different shade of doubt. So when we say jump how high the moon, that fear is in there of we can get stuck up there. Oh, if we jump too high, we're going to sprain an ankle. Oh, if we play with the moon, they're going to say this, they're going to think that. Now we got to get out of that idea. We're going to not just get out of it, we're going to throw it in the trash. And the reason why the trash is so important, family, is because we will take a problem and we will fold it up real neat and put it in our closet for later. Now, I know that idea sounds absolutely crazy, but it's what we do. We will go and take a bad idea and fold it up and let it wait till later. I don't get it. We will have people in our life that don't belong in our life, but anytime they call, text, send a telegram, Facebook message, whatever they do, what do? We stop, drop, and roll, and we get right back over there, and we're doing things that we don't need to do, and we're back to playing in the trash. Isn't that cool, family? Isn't that cool? So as we're wrapping up, let me tell you something about taking out the trash. I'll tell you like I tell my sons. Wash your hands when you come back inside. Because sometimes trash can get on us. It's okay. You know, especially as we're taking it out, we're sorting through it, whatever. That's fine. When you come in, though, wash your hands. That means we don't want no piece of the trash with us. We don't want to smell it. We don't want it to get comfortable around us. We don't want to get casual with this nasty, stinking, nasty thing, okay? So let's X that out. Come in and wash your hands, all right? Let's put a new trash bag in there, because what the new trash bag does is it acknowledges that we may have to do this again. It's okay, but we may have to go make another trip out to this trash can. Maybe. It's okay. Remember, we're going to be reviewing ourselves and this trash and all that. We're going to review it, okay? We have to do this on a regular. It takes more than one time to get this right. I have a trash service. That means every week the trash comes from my house, because I know just because of life, I'm going to be producing some more trash. And even things that I didn't think were trash this week, they may become outdated next week. And for the things I didn't think I could live without this week, I'm going to learn how to live without them, and I'm going to get rid of them next week. And so this is a process, you know, and we do all good when we're talking about spiritual baths and house cleanings. And we do good with that stuff because that's positive, wonderful. But we also have to be very honest and realistic about this other stinking fly infested thing. We have to get rid of this other stuff, and it's trash. And we have to call a spade a spade. If it's trash and it no longer serves us, we got to let it go. Even if somebody close to us picks it up, isn't that nasty? Yeah. what we have to be sure of is that we don't have it. If it doesn't serve us, it's got to go. Okay. So I hope everyone kind of listen with open ears. I said this was a sensitive topic. I'm honest. I'm at least honest. I hope everyone listened with some open ears. I hope everyone took a minute. And we're not waiting until December 31st to do this, family. I promise you it'll be too late then, okay? This is something that I'm doing this weekend. This weekend we're going to have to take a minute. Come on. Who wants trash in their house? Everybody else can tell it's trash. So this weekend, all right, we're not going to carry this into the next show. This weekend, we're going to get rid of this stuff. It's not serving us. It's not cute. It's not helpful. It's none of those things. It's just trash. And it's okay. And my dear sister said, the young Siobhan said, look, I got a lot of trash. It's okay. It's okay. I don't care how much trash you have as long as it's getting out to the curb. So I really want everybody to take a minute, think about what you need to do. Because this is personal, remember? This is about our individual growth so we can come together as a collective stronger than we were before. Okay? So let's get rid of these things. Let's be honest with them. Let's be honest with ourselves and say, hey, let's get rid of this. All right. So we're moving into the prayer portion. Amen. Amen. We always do the prayer portion because that is what strengthens us. It is through God that we are strengthened, okay? When we bring God into things, that makes us that makes everything a blessed event. We're asking when we're asking God to come in and to end us out, to be that cosign, to allow our words and thoughts to be blessed. You know, this is what we're doing. This is our intention in what we're doing, okay? So that's why we always have the prayer portion. Please, I beg of you, if you do not have your prayers, you know, and certain people have certain prayers, okay? We'll have a show on prayer, okay? We'll have a show speaking about what prayer is, why, when, how, you know, because some people don't know. And for those people that do know, call and share, okay? But we have these moments of prayer, and I've been really encouraging people, let's memorize some of this. It's wonderful to have those prayers that we speak from our heart, those prayers when we're speaking to God, sharing about our day, sharing about our energy. Where those are very, very important. But really, we have to also spend some time applying ourselves and learning those prayers that our ancestors knew, okay? And even if you are recognizing a different religion, a different spiritual system, whatever, that's fine. That's fine. But still take a moment to learn those wonderful, powerful things that helped Grandmama make it another day, okay? That helped our ancestors make it through some very difficult times. Let's learn some of those. We need to memorize some of those energies, okay? So I always want to remind people, look, that power of prayer is real. That power of prayer, I've seen it do some things. I've seen it save some people. I've seen it save some situations. So I always want to encourage people, it's never too late to take a minute to apply yourself and try to learn and memorize one of the prayers so that we can begin to move forward from here, okay? So that's just my little two cents. I've seen it help too many people. You know, I am a servant of God. You know, I'm here to serve. And all of you are God's children. So I'm here to serve God's children. This is my job. So what I'm here to do is to tell you, hey, this is good. This can help you. This will put us in a different mindset, a different understanding, a different reality. Let's make that happen. Okay? So I just want to remind everybody, as we start the prayer moment for this moment, I want to personally thank God, Father, Mother, God, thank you so much for allowing us to come together this evening. God, you know our hearts, you know our minds, you know our intentions. Please allow us to stay on the righteous path. Allow us to stay very close to your lessons so that we can always be in your grace. We desire to stay under the protection of your umbrella, God. We desire you. We desire to be close to you. We desire to be close to your kind. We desire to make you proud, make it pleasing for our ancestors, our guardian angels, Orisha, Loa, all those that answer to you, God, all those that you have given charge to watch over us and to help us in this journey. We thank you, God, for giving us all the many tools that you do. You give us so many tools so that we may learn and know how to manage in this life, because this life can be tricky. We are young beings, God. And so you understand that there are times where we are led astray. We are thankful for the grace and mercy that you show us on a regular basis. So I give thanks for that. I hope to earn that grace. I hope that my faith carries me far and allows me to get to know you better. God, I personally want to thank you for guiding and watching over each person as they traveled to come and be of service, as they traveled to recommit themselves in under the commitment of positivity, of spirituality, of becoming wise, disciplined children of the Most High. So I give thanks that the event was able to occur with no problems. I give thanks that the energy remained positive. I give thanks for all of the beautiful people that came and can allow their light to shine and to build upon themselves. God, I know it is only you that has carried me personally through this time, because I know that my human body could not do the things that I have been asked to do. So I know that it is God. I know that it's your positivity, that I am merely floating on fumes, okay? I know that it is you that helps to carry me through, that allows me to be this beacon of light for all these beautiful, smiling, shining faces, all of these other beacons. I pray that the light that you have bestowed upon me may be strong enough to light every single candle that you have for me, that it light every single beautiful leadership that I have coming up, that it touch on even my babies, even the young legs, that their light be guided in your way, in your path. So I ask these things in your name. I thank you, God, for all of your time and energy and for the patience that you have bestowed upon us. Thank you very much. Peace. Amen.